Are you thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwell, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, thinking about buying or selling a home, or just want to know what's going on in your area, feel free. You can always reach out to us during or after the show. 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. And you can always check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools, along with our publications. We have the Bricks Report, where you can find out all the market stats for many of the different suburbs and neighborhoods in the Twin Cities, and then also the Smart Home Buyer and Smart Seller books. Just some really good information if you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're thinking about making a move. This is a great first step when figuring out how to prepare your home for sale, timing out the market correctly, or if you're in the buying side of things, where to find some of the best deals out there, how to deal with those multiple offer situations. We're going to talk about some of that today. Today's topic, home buying in a seller's market. Obviously, last week we discussed how it is a seller's market out there right now. And I know it seems strange in these times, but yeah, it's because of that really, really low inventory and high demand. So I would like to welcome in studio with us, Libby Hollenkamp. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Kirk?
Doing good. And then Chad Preby joining us again.
Hey, thank you. Good to be back.
All right. So Libby, your Grey Duck team with Bricks Real Estate.
Yep.
And Chad, Bell Bank Mortgage, as said in the intro. Let's talk a little bit about home buying in that seller's market. There's so many pieces of this pie from the pre-approval. Let's start with that. I mean, one of those things that we discuss in the classes we do and in the book is you're not ready until you're pre-approved. We hear this all the time. Well, I'm not ready to get pre-approved. Well, then you're not ready to be out there looking at homes thinking that you're going to buy, because what's going to happen is you're going to shoot yourself in the foot, because you're going to find a home that you want, and then you're going to be forced to use a click lender, right? Who's then going to set improper expectations because they're not issuing you that pre-approval.
Pre-approval, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, the one thing I really like to key on in the home buying seminar, obviously there's many of them, but the one is knowing your loan, because everybody has a different scenario. And it's kind of funny, I was with some family this weekend for the holiday weekend, and we were talking about some loans, right? Different types of loans. And we're talking about, well, my neighbor got this, or my friend at work got that. Well, that's great. What you get is what you get, because you know, everybody's scenario is different. So I guess your point is, you know, don't hesitate to get pre-approved, because you can't buy a house without being pre-approved.
Right, and there's so many misconceptions. Like, we were discussing rate shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Rate shopping is the complete backwards way you should shop for a mortgage. I mean, on any given day, what would you say the spread in rate somebody could get is, depending on what they want to do?
Oh, it can be a percent.
Yeah.
You know,
a whole percentage point. So you're out there rate shopping by an eighth or a quarter, when that's not it. There's so many pieces of the pie that need to fall into place. What's your down payment? What loan product are you going with? How are you dealing with closing costs? What term loan are you looking for? What are your goals? All of that will determine what your rate is. So if you're going to rate first, you haven't even picked the flavor of ice cream yet, you know?
Right.
Well, and the other piece that we are dealing with the COVID-19 is that there are a number of sellers who don't even want somebody to come into their home without that pre-approval letter.
Good point. If they're
still living there, they have legitimate safety concerns that they want only pre-approved buyers. And so I'm having that conversation with buyers, that starting with the lender is even more critical in this situation.
Yeah, and then this whole idea, oh, I'm going to wreck my credit, so I got to wait until the last second. You are setting yourself up for complete failure by going that way, because you can actually improve your credit given enough time applying ahead of time.
Right.
Right? And so these myths of wrecking your credit, how this happens is some moron went out and applied for, you know, 15 mortgages, 10 credit cards, 3 car loans, you know, and then started racking up different purchases on, you know, the Sears card back in the day or whatever, right? And that's how their credit got wrecked, not by applying with a couple reputable lenders.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
I encourage you to do that.
So, one of the big keys in home shopping in a seller's market is to know what you're looking for, okay? So if you're out there saying, I'm open, I'm not picky, you're lying to yourself. That's like walking onto a car lot blindfolded and saying, I'm just going to try anything. That you're lying to yourself. Right. You have things that you want. Think about that. Test drive some homes. Go out and do an exploratory set with your agent without the expectation of finding something. If your agent is being pushy and salesy on an exploratory set, maybe it's time for a new agent, right? Mm-hmm. But go out, test drive some cars, learn about what that is that you want. Do that priority checklist. This is a huge time saver and a huge... You are not going to have to go through the agony of going out and looking at 50 homes when you don't have the time to do that and getting in 25 arguments with your significant other if you do this up front and in an exploratory set of showings. And you have to be on the same page with each other. This will set you up for success. This will make your home shopping experience fun and enjoyable and less stressful. If you're stressed about actually talking to your significant other because you're being so selfish on your needs that you think you're going to get that, that's going to be way more stressful when it's a month past when you should have found a home and you're still fighting. I've actually seen this lead to divorce, oh, wow. Right? Not a client of mine, luckily, but I have seen that people will, they will not have a conversation and be honest with each other.
Well, and, you know, yeah, getting real about making that list, the needs and the wants, and knowing, you know, setting the expectation for, as agents, it's important that we set the expectation that, you know, it's not necessarily likely that we're going to be able to check all of these boxes. And if that unicorn exists, you know, what are the other pieces of the puzzle? But just getting real about the things that you can overcome and the things that you can't and you aren't willing to.
Yeah, I mean,
using tools like internet, like bird's eye view, Google search, typing in the address, and
well, yeah, let's dive into that a little bit because I mean that's once you do your priority checklist and it's simple. There's the tons of wants and needs, but all of them fall typically into five categories: right. Price, size, condition, location, neighborhood. Okay, size could be you want 3-car garage. It could be you want a big lot. Well, that would fall under neighborhood, right? That I want a house that has a big kitchen or an updated kitchen. Well, that would be condition, right? That you need to rank these things 1 through 5, what's most important, least important, and you can only use one number each time, okay? And then you have to be on the same page, number for number, with your significant other after you talk this through. We call it the fight starter. I mean, jokingly, but... It's saying you have to have this conversation, but once you do it, it's going to make your life easy. Then you take that, and we don't expect people to know this stuff up front. That's why the exploratory set of showings comes into play. But you take that information, and this will help you when you start the online searching, because that's the way we look at homes now for showing number 1, 2, and 3 typically is online. You know, it's not about looking at the most homes. It's about looking at the right homes. You're going to be eliminating more homes than you're looking at. And that's a good thing.
Should be.
Yeah. Right? You're not test driving every car on the car lot. No. You'd be a crazy person to do that. Exactly. Right?
It's exhausting driving a car, and it's exhausting going out and looking at the houses. And yeah, looking at the wrong ones, wasting the time looking at the wrong ones when you're missing out on
And there's a real thing called buyer fatigue, mm-hmm. right? That you look at so much and you get so stressed out and you'd give up. Mm-hmm. You give up because you went in on the shotgun approach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's discouraging.
It is. And so doing a buyer priority checklist, doing an exploratory set of showings is no different than saying, hey, you know what? We need a vehicle that can hold, you know, the 4 of us and maybe our dog, and it's easy to put groceries in and out of, and you know, easy for the kids to get out in and out of. Hey, we need a minivan. Okay, so you're not going to go out test driving pickup trucks, right? So when you look at the kind of house that you want... Hey, we want 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms on one level. Great. You know, there's certain types of homes that's not going to work, right? That you know, not all of them, but most 2-level splits, it's usually 2 bedrooms on each level, okay? So figuring out those needs, what you're looking for, and honing in on that, setting that specific criteria. We're going to, when we come back from the commercial break, get into how to identify some kind of red flags online that can just check those properties right off. Again, if you have questions for us, you can give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. And you're, again, listening to Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Are you looking for the smarter way to buy and sell homes? Check out HouseGeeks.com. The HouseGeeks with Bricks Real Estate have the experience, tools, and technology to get you the best value. At HouseGeeks.com, you will be able to download their free home search app, easily set up appointments, or request your free home and neighborhood market assessment. Remember, the HouseGeeks, the smarter way to buy and sell homes.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493. Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. Have any questions for us, give us a call, 651-303-0019. If you're thinking about making a move, we'd be happy to help answer any questions that you have. 651-303-0019 is the number to reach us at as well after the show. Today, we are talking about home buying in a seller's market and some things that you really need to be doing. We covered, one, getting pre-approved right away and the falsehoods behind that wrecking your credit. Talking about narrowing your search using that home buyer priority checklist. And now we're talking about how to filter homes online. This is hugely important. I actually just did this yesterday with a house. I have one buyer that's very tall, and story and a half homes just aren't really our friend. And so he sent one through, and it was a little deceiving because it kind of looked like a two-story, but when you saw the distance between the top of the window and the ceiling, it wasn't much. And especially from the outside, it looked like somebody smushed the house into the ground a little bit. And so, you know, I was able to say, hey, I noticed this on the listing, that you want to be as observant as possible. So, you know, for somebody who is taller, looking at that distance between the top of the windows and the top of the doors and the ceiling can give you an idea how tall those rooms are. Looking at the outside, at are you stepping up into the home? Is it at ground level? Just these little things that come up. That house that seems super well priced on the east side of Bloomington, and you notice that the door is right at ground level. Well, that's slab on grade and doesn't have a basement, right? That you want to make sure you're really looking at the homes closely. Looking at where do the doorways lead to, where do the windows look out to when you're looking at the listing photos. But one of the tricks that I see is, if it specs out, you should be checking it out. And so what do I mean by specking out? Well, the very first thing, satellite view, right? That is the number one way to eliminate probably 50%+ of homes.
For sure.
Right? Because we are attracted to the homes that have the best sale prices, but quite often, you pull the satellite view and, you know, it's the postage stamp lot. Mm-hmm. You notice there's no garage. You notice that it's on a busy corner. You were saying, you know, what are some of the key features on the roads you can look for, you know?
For sure. Yeah, that double line yellow right in the middle, that's going to be a busy street. If you've got a gas station or something, you know, commercial right nearby, that's going to be probably a deal breaker. I always tell my buyers, you know, it seems strange to be thinking this way, but as a buyer, someday you will sell. And so positioning yourself in the mindset of, you know, we don't know what the market will be at that point in time. So buying something now that will be the bright, shiny object on the market someday, whether we're in buyer's market or seller's market or what have you. So avoiding some of those pitfalls of things that could be in.
Yeah, the I don't care about a busy road can turn into, well, somebody might. And it's going to affect you later. And it's not that you don't buy a house on a busy street, right? That doesn't mean, but how does that line up with your neighborhood expectations, with for your sure. goals? And you sure better be getting that appropriate price reduction mm-hmm. for that.
Right. You know, because someday you might be taking
right, that right. You should not be paying, I mean,
when you sell.
Almost always 15 to 20K slash for a busy road. If that's not there in comparison to the other properties, it's too much. And if somebody's willing to pay that, let them. You know, right. Don't pay for somebody else's overpricing.
Yep. Yeah, you brought up a good point, though, and you're looking out for people down the road, especially first-time home buyers, you know, where you want to buy up, you want to have equity to have that down payment for the next purchase. But absolutely. One thing I want to note, you guys, on the online tools, I know we all do it. I call it window shopping. I invite you to do it. But there's mortgage calculators on certain websites that you just don't want to use. So reach out to your real estate agent. They're going to have a calculator for you, or obviously reach out to your loan officer. Let them run the payments for you or teach you how to run the payments.
Yeah, because you want to make sure mortgage insurance, if it's there, that it's being calculated correctly. You want to make sure that the taxes are being calculated correctly.
Correct.
The homeowner's insurance is being calculated correctly. The HOA dues are being calculated correctly.
Right.
So you have to have those expectations be correct as you are shopping out there. Or again, you may be looking at the wrong homes while the right ones are selling.
Exactly.
You know, doing the street view that, or doing the satellite view is a must. And then why not jump to the Google Street View, right? And then see, look at the home. There's no need to go drive out there and then just be like, oh, this isn't going to work, right? You know, make sure it has the curb appeal, the kind of distance from neighbors that you're looking for. So do that piece. Look at the bedroom sizes and locations and other room sizes and locations. I mean, if one of the bedrooms, you're looking for a 3-bedroom home because you have to have a 3-bedroom home, and one of the bedrooms is 8x7, is that to your expectations and needs?
Well, and Kirk, going back to the exploratory tour
right.
with your agent, I try to make sure if we're the first time out with buyers that we're looking at the room sizes, and if they're saying this feels like a good size,
circle
I make a point of saying, mm-hmm. okay, the dimensions here are, you know, 10 by 12. This yeah. feels right. This feels good. If it feels too small, I try to point out that too. And so the buyer can make that note in their head next time they find one online, they're looking at those dimensions, and that
right.
can help weed out, again, avoiding looking at the wrong house.
Yeah, 100%. I say that, when, you know, one of the new things that I'm doing now when I do the exploratory set is I start out by saying, we are going to go out and talk about why you're not going to buy any of these houses.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Tell me why you don't like this house. That's what I want to hear, because that's going to, you don't tell me, oh, we can put this on our list. No. It's like, this is like Talladega Nights. You know, if you're not first, you're last. Right.
Yeah.
You need to know, you need to be honest with yourself, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Right. You don't, I'm not going to go out looking for a TV. I don't even know if they make black and white. Does anybody, I know as of a few years ago, you could find a black and white still occasionally. But I would have to go hunting, right? But yeah, that'd be like sitting there, well, I might want to buy a black and white TV. Yeah, maybe I'm dating myself way too much.
What's a black and white TV?
Yeah. Well, I saw one and I'm like, really? That's black and white? Okay. All right. Somebody please chime in and tell me the last year they made one of those and make me feel old.
Those exploratory runs too work well with people familiarizing themselves with their mortgage and the different payments, because obviously each neighborhood, each county has a different tax bracket. Property taxes play a big role on your monthly payment. So when you do that, Kirk, and I'm talking to the clients, we're looking at different price points, different payment options, and it's amazing how much people learn just by looking at different properties.
I think I just realized it. It would have been whenever tube TVs were completely eliminated. So what would that have been, 15 years ago?
We're going to get back to real estate.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, so you're looking at the you know, how that home is going to feel to you. Where is it going to meet your basic needs that you want? And that's where that priority checklist really comes in. Okay. So there's some other easy ways to open doors out there. Okay. And that's, looking past things like list price. Mm-hmm. List price is not an accurate reflection of value. Yes. If it was, every house would sell for list price. That is not what happens. I would say maybe 10% do.
Well, and it's critical for a buyer to understand that the seller sets the price.
Right.
Their agent is there to advise and guide them, but it is 100% the seller's decision what to price the house. So our first step is to evaluate the property and the condition when we've checked off all the things that lead us to go see it in person. And then from there, I do my market analysis and determine what the real value is. So price versus value is really the conversation.
Exactly. And that's it. You can't, like, this question I get from my buyers all the time is, well, what do you think this home is worth? Let's go look at it. Right. That's my answer. You have to go look at it. Right.
Because step one.
You're not going to be able to know condition ever.
Those pictures look so great online.
Or terrible. And it's fine.
Yes.
Right. And it's fine.
I love that one. Right? When they look terrible and it's great.
Right. Exactly. Do not judge the book by its cover. You have to, if it meets your specs, unless you're seeing something that's a fundamental flaw, don't be like, oh, it's dark and blurry and so this house is nasty, or it's crowded and the rooms are teeny. No, it's not. You have to go see it. You know, unless you're seeing the mold growing up the walls and you actually know it's mold, not a shadow, go check it out. You can't tell condition. With just a minute to go here, but look, when you're at the house, you got to let the light cosmetics go.
Yep.
If it's carpet and paint, just, go get the Home Depot card or Menards card or whatever and get new carpet and paint. And because you want to save $25,000 to $40,000, look for the homes that have the carpet that needs to be replaced and the paint that, what was it like? Chad used to say the Easter Bunny exploded in the house or something, right?
That
those are great homes.
Right, right.
Paint is cheap.
Paint is cheap. Oh my God. And you can get such great deals.
Yes.
Right? And fresh carpet and fresh paint eliminate smells and odors, pet odors, things like that. You can get rid of that. If you can look past those light cosmetics, you can save tens of thousands of dollars. This is no joke, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, few more things I'd love to hit on, but we just don't have time. Here's some, so look at the estate sales, look at the relocations. If you want more information about this, Bricks Twin Cities under publications, Smart Home Buyer, it's got the info there, or you can give us a call. We'll be back next week.